Hello, everyone. This is Poet Deep, and you're tuning in from poverty to prosperity. So, as a few people might have noticed, I've been out of the loop for a few weeks. My last broadcast that I'd done was on November 20th. And shortly thereafter, a lot has changed, which had accounted for my absence. And this is the first podcast of the new year of 2019. So happy New Year's to everyone. Happy holidays. My family, we celebrate Kwanzaa, and you know, we are having a great Kwanzaa, you know, spending a lot of time with each other. So in this episode, I decided that I was just going to talk about how I was doing as of late. November the 28th, my wife's mother had passed, and it was very sudden. It was very abrupt. Excuse me. And we had to rush down to South Carolina, and just that whole ordeal. Excuse me. Just that whole entire ordeal was very draining and challenging, but we've been making through it. My wife has been doing well in terms of the grieving process. On my end, I've been doing a lot of listening, talking where needed, but showing a lot of, doing a lot of consoling, showing a lot of sympathy, empathy, and understanding. So that has, you know, that's been a major shift from things, but you know, that's a part of life. You know, sometimes you can never put a time on, you know, things or people that we could lose that are very important, which is why it's of the utmost importance to provide as much value as we possibly can. And also understand that we all have limitations as human beings. We cannot do everything, you know. We might have regrets, but we should not allow those regrets to weigh heavy on our heart. At some point, we have to come to an understanding that, you know, we do what we can at the given time of where we're at. So that's one thing. And another thing is, as I've already told the listeners before, is that I'm a diabetic. And I'm a type 1 diabetic, which means that my pancreas does not produce enough insulin on its own. So I have to inject myself with insulin to be able to control my blood sugar. And it's still been an ongoing challenge with controlling of my blood sugar. I go to the doctors a lot. I faithfully go to my checkups. I ask good questions. I do good research. You know, the only issue is sometimes I'm still dealing with fatigue, you know, being very tired. And it's very aggravating because the things that I really need to offer to the world, the person that I need to be, who I see myself as and who I'm becoming, is I need energy to be able to execute. I need that. And I have not been able to muster up enough energy on certain days, you know. And sometimes there's also a season for rest, a season for healing. And, you know, that could be what's going on with me. And I'm not fully willing to acknowledge that or understand fully how to abide by that. You know, it's difficult because, you know, the job that I work on, it's very psychologically and physically demanding already. So there's already a lot that's taking just in the process of, you know, the 9 to 5. However, I'm still in the mindset and understanding that as long as I continue to put my best foot forward, things will work out. Things will work out. I am a firm believer of that. It just seems sometimes it's hard as far as putting that best foot forward. So long story short, between the unfortunate passing of my mother-in-law and trying to, you know, regain my energy and just having, you know, just very challenging obstacles, just, you know, having five children and, you know, dealing with the different personalities. You know, I think parenting is different when you are really involved, you know, with your children's development. If you're one that's not deeply engaged into what they're doing, their ideas, the conversations, being around them, you know, on a consistent basis, you know, while they're going through their developmental process, it might not be as demanding as the parent who is there. And yes, I work long hours on my job, but, you know, for the most part, when I'm not at work, I am around, you know, I'm around my family. So it's a lot that comes with that in terms of being able to provide the value that I want to be able to provide them with, and understanding that I can't do everything all in one day or all at one time. But it definitely has its challenges, and anyone who has children, you know, would already know that, you know. And times are just so different now, you know, in terms of the learning curve for children. You know, so many children are all on their smartphones. They don't really go out anymore. You know, it's just a lot going on, you know. And as a parent, our job is to help give them a foundation to what can make their best life possible. And so when we break down, you know, the understanding of conflict resolution, having manners, being a hard worker, getting up early, being on time, understanding different communication dynamics, how to relate to people of other different cultural backgrounds, how to relate to other people who were raised with a different value system than you. You know, it's very intricate in terms of the upbringing of a child. It's very serious work. And it's very rewarding. And as anyone would know who's involved and engaged, it's very challenging as well. So I've just been trying to, you know, work on that fine balance, you know, and I'm still learning that, you know, and I accept that, you know, I'm a student. I accept that I'm a student of those things. So I am very understanding and open to learn more about how to become a better man, how to become a better father, and things like that. So those are some things that have just been going on, you know, with me. It's just pretty much just going through, you know. So if anyone has been anticipating an episode that was supposed to come the week following November the 20th, I apologize. You know, I had to get myself back together. But what's interesting is what I think brought me to do this podcast today is it's a good brother I know named Eric. And he sent me a text asking me about the podcast, you know, like, you know, I can't remember his question exactly, but it was pretty much like, bro, what's going on with the podcast? And I, you know, I told him what was going on with me, and, you know, we you know, had some good dialogue via text. And I don't know, maybe in the back of my mind, you know, it's like that responsibility or that accountability factor is that, you know, I have a job that I need to get back to. Not saying that it had to be today, but, you know, why not today? You know, I have energy today. I have the ability to do it today. So why put it off today when I can do this now? So with that being said, I appreciate his accountability to me, and I appreciate the reminder. You know, sometimes we do need to hear things coming from someone else, because it's not a day that has went by that I have not forgot about my responsibility to this podcast, to, you know, be able to provide listeners with a in-depth view of how I see and how I understand things, and, you know, partaking in the opportunity to connect with other people through their feedback and their thoughts and things like that. So I appreciate that, you know, having that, you know, and I think that's very essential, is when you have people that hold you accountable to the things that you started or the things that you say that you're going to do. It should not be easy for us to just slide out of obligations and things like that, you know, because if people are oriented to life like that, they'll be looking and searching forever for a way out when things get difficult. And this podcast is not just about the listeners. It's also about me as well. It's my own healing, you know, being able to process my thoughts through this recording, and other people can share their own experiences and things like that. So I appreciate this exchange, you know, especially for those who find ways to send me messages about these few episodes that I've done so far. So what will be in the works is, you know, me learning more about the podcast process in terms of how to make this better. And what I mean by better is learning more about the technological aspect in terms of how to get someone else on, you know, interviewing other people, because there are a lot of people who have very valuable insight and experiences that I would like to be able to interview. You know, I would like to do a lot of that. You know, I don't want this just to be a podcast where the time that's being shared here is just all me. You know, I would like to, you know, be able to find ways to be able to have people to be interviewed. And if I could even get to the level of where people can call in, you know, that would be even greater. But starting off is being able to interview other people. And this platform that I'm using right now, I'm still learning it, and I have not have been studying it as of late. So I will be going back into that. So other than that, you know, just as you know, I'm a musician as well, a hip hop artist. You know, I'm just still working on pushing material, you know, as much as I can. I'm not really performing right now. I am, you know, most of my energy right now goes to work and my family and my health. So, right now I haven't been performing in a while, but I've been trying to work with the songs that I have to, you know, polish up a project. So, I don't have no timelines on it, and, you know, I'm working on coming up with a, you know, a end date of, you know, when the project will be done, because I mean, I have so much stuff, you know, so much stuff that's recorded. Then I have stuff that's never made the recording, like just material just sitting around, and then I might hear a beat and then I just go to the beat with something that I wrote maybe 2-3 years ago, and it's like perfect, you know. So it's like, you know, feeding that creativity in me, and I need to spend more time doing that as well. So, just looking at other opportunities to be able to provide value to others and how to receive, value. So that's pretty much in a nutshell of what's going on with me. This, podcast, or this episode, I should say, was not really prepared or geared towards anything, specific. This is very impromptu. I came home from work today, you know, had my shower and was doing some thinking to myself, and just said, you know, I need to, you know, make my voice be known back again to the people, for those that are listening. Because even if it's just one person that get value from this, you know, my wife had to, you know, reiterate this and get this across to me. And as far as if I have one listener, you know, that I'm making an impact on, you know, then it's a job well done. And one time I was bothered by that, you know, as far as me being a hip hop artist, in terms of the time, the commitment that I've put in, you know, the financial investment emotionally and things like that, and not having a fan base that, you know, and not receiving the type of responses that I thought I should be getting for my music, you know. And the thing is, you know, it was like the focus on focusing on who I didn't have rather than keying in on those that I do have. And it's about having the mindset of abundance, you know, the mindset more so of plenty rather of the mindset of empty, you know, of what's not there and things of that nature. So I appreciate that lesson that my wife has given me, and it's still taking me some time to accept that, you know, it's still taking some time. Whereas, you know, my mind can be content with knowing, you know, in terms of, let's say, for instance, this episode right here might only be tuned in by 5 people, and it might, you know, it might make an impact on one. I understand in spirit that that's a great thing, but ego wise, you know, it's like, oh, that's not enough. You know, you know, I'm just being honest and transparent about me and, you know, my own mentality. And I realize that that is something that needs constant work, because I never know who's listening. I never know who they are, and I never know what they are doing that's great or what might inspire them to do a great thing. I never know who could be someone that could hear what I'm saying and they could become a person one day that teach 500, you know? And so that's always the blessing about when you're sharing your gift, is when it's transferred to someone else and what someone else can do with it. So I think that helps to create a better world, that makes humanity basically move towards prosperity and peace when more people are focusing on uplifting each other. So like they say, each one reach one, you know, or each one teach one. You touch 2 people, and those 2 people, you know, they touch 5 people each. And then as it continues to develop, you know, you start to find yourself a web with hundreds and thousands of people that are very empowered, you know. So I appreciate that ability to be able to transfer great energy, but not only to give it, but to also receive it. That's why I say I'm appreciative of this exchange. So I'm going to close this down for now. I hope you've gotten a chance to find out what was going on with me. I think I should have worded that a little different, but I hope that I did justice by my explanation and transparency within this constraints of time. And I hope you manifest what you desire, and not just because it's a new year. You know, I understand that some people have New Year's resolutions, and I'm not here to knock anyone that has a New Year's resolution. If that's what it takes in order for someone to embark upon change, then by all means, do it. I just don't want people to be fooled into change is coming just because it's a new year and we say it, and we neglect the work, we neglect the process, we neglect the struggle that we still have to go through in order to see change. So let's be about this change, but let's also be about the work that is necessary for us to be able to change. And everybody's process and timing is different, and we have to all learn how to accept that, including myself. May y'all have a good day. Be prosperous. Stay away from things that do not contribute to your spiritual development. Be a student of life. Peace.